Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features actually allow you to control the content of the website. You find something online that you think's interesting, you just submit it over at freetalklive.com. The show prep, it can be, you know, anything you want, blog post, news item, YouTube video. You submit it, then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like whatever it is that you have suggested, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And there are interesting things there, but it doesn't catalog the entirety of all of the news in the world, and there's some news that just needs to be talked about. So we don't guarantee to talk about the top story at freetalklive.com, but if it is the top story, there's a good chance it will be discussed. In fact, the top story there is about San Francisco banning e-cigarettes, or considering it. We may get to that a little bit later. Of course, you get to call in about anything you want. But first, the big news that definitely needs to be out there, the Guantanamo situation. The WikiLeaks folks are back at it. They have more information, and they are pouring it out all over the world, submitting all kinds of documents.
WikiLeaks is probably going to be the closest thing we can get to some kind of accountability for government.
Yep.
And hopefully more things like them will crop up and and start giving us some kind of free market version of accountability.
So there's a lot of information to be imparted here, more than we could possibly impart to you. We will do our best to kind of give you a rundown of what has transpired. The Guardian over the UK has a report, as well as Slate's Glenn Greenwald. He's talking about this, and Glenn Greenwald has been really good at following the foreign policy of the U.S. government over the last decade or so. It's called the Guantanamo Files, and in case you haven't heard, more than 700 leaked secret files on the Guantanamo detainees lay bare the inner workings of America's controversial prison camp in Cuba. Now, what do we already know about Guantanamo? We already know that they have innocent people there, that there are people there who... Well, first of all, none of them have really had a trial of any sort, any kind of public
trial. And there's not one in sight in the near future for them.
Right. They've just basically been detained indefinitely at this facility, which is located in Cuba. And they, you know, the conditions in which they live are certainly not very nice. There have been allegations of torture that have, surrounded that place. There was a really heartwarming piece about a former guard from Guantanamo Bay reuniting with a couple of the folks that had been let out, because there have been some people who have been released over the years, thank goodness. And the fact that these, you know, supposedly evil Muslim men, that these guys were forgiving towards this guard. And the guard was, at this point in his life, he had come to the realization that what he'd done was wrong. And it was just so amazing watching this. I think it was a BBC presentation of some sort, because I remember it was a British...
I want to go see it now. I haven't seen that.
I wish I could remember more details. I'm sure it's not too hard to find in Guantanamo inmates meet guard or reunite with guard. But it was really just, you know, made me want to cry, basically, mm-hmm. watching this. And because it really showed that the Muslim people aren't the horrible hordes that some people in this country would like you to believe, that they're not all out to kill everybody.
Right, the huge, vast, overwhelming majority of them are not out.
Right,
exactly.
Muslims, right, they're, you know, very peace-oriented people, the ones that I've met and I've talked to. So there are all kinds of things that, you know, we've already heard about Guantanamo. Torture and, you know, locking up people that don't belong there and rounding up. I think a lot of the folks in Guantanamo were there because, if I'm recalling correctly, the U.S. military was paying a bounty to warlords in Pakistan who, if you would just bring us somebody who's bad, supposedly.
I remember them bragging about it. I think it was Rumsfeld was bragging about it and holding up money and going, this is how we're going to win the war, with money.
And it worked. I mean, as far as getting people in their prison.
If you're out to find victims, then I guess money can provide you some victims.
So the warlords, you know, rounded up whoever it was that owed them money or they didn't like or whatever, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Just in the right, wrong place at the wrong time.
Someone who doesn't have a, you know... an alibi. just about anymore.
Just rounded them up, turned them over to the U.S. government. They sent them off to Guantanamo, where they call them terrorists. And they say that because they're an enemy of the state or whatever, that they don't deserve to have a trial. That even though everybody supposedly has a right to certain things as they're by virtue of their being a human being.
No, citizens. They don't believe in this country. There's this distinction between citizens and non-citizens, which to me is absolutely no better than flat-out racism. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people might make the defense that it's not a racist thing, and very often I think it may not be, but I don't think it really matters. If you basically consider yourself better than someone else because you were born over some arbitrarily drawn line, then how is that any better than racism?
It's certainly bigotry.
I'd love to hear someone defend that notion. Being you having more rights because you're a citizen, because you were born over some arbitrary line, than someone else who was born over that arbitrary line on the other side of it.
I'd love to hear that, too.
Is less important than you and deserving of less rights than you are.
Yeah, I would love to hear that, too, because anybody that, and if you want to bring that point up, you're certainly welcome to at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Because somebody who would take that position would not have the foggiest clue as to what rights are in the first place.
It's not remarkable to me that you hear racism spoken in the same circles as nationalism so often. You know, you hear, mm-hmm. White nationalists and things like that. And there's actually this sort of migration, this attempt to move away from it being a race thing and being more about nationalism, like being able to have a nation where you can treat people differently. And it's not remarkable to me that there is this sort of migration taking place to sort of soften the language, maybe, and do the same thing but with different pretenses so that it seems more acceptable.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. So if somebody were to take that position, Dale, and maybe they will, the phone lines are open, if somebody were to take that position that somebody is better because they were born on a certain plot of land, or somebody deserves more rights because they were born on a certain plot of land or underneath a certain political system, then it would really show that that person doesn't understand what rights are. Because the suggestion there is that you have rights by virtue of the government under which you live. That is the source of rights, that rights come from man, that rights come down. They are handed down from a king. They are handed down from a president. They are handed down from a Congress, some sort of political organization, that without political organizations, humans would not have rights, that the concept of rights would not be what it is. And that's just not what rights are all about.
It's really at the core of why it all falls apart when you start to examine statism. I mean, it's your premise. The premises are just flaky to begin with.
Mm-hmm. So if you have rights, and rights, people can believe different things about rights. We're certainly not the authority on anything. We're just talk show hosts. But what makes sense to me is that rights are inherent. Like, you've got rights because you're a human being. You have the right to life. You have the right to liberty. You have the right to whatever it is you have the right to. You have the right to it because you are. Not because you are born somewhere.
I do believe that rights are a creation of man, but they make sense. I mean, they're logically derived. This sort of the notion that we will have a more peaceful society if we respect rights. But that means that I'm essentially saying to you, for instance, Ian, if you respect my rights, I will reciprocate.
Yep.
And this is why, for instance, we don't assign rights to, say, animals, because they cannot really logically. As soon as they show the ability to reciprocate, then I think you respect them in kind.
That would make sense.
And I think that's the idea. It's logically derived. This notion of rights based on being born across some arbitrary line has no basis in logic or reason. It's just completely arbitrary.
You can bring up whatever you'd like here at 800-259-9231. We're going to tell you more about what the 700, obviously we'll only be able to tell you a sample, of what the 700 leaked files, thanks to WikiLeaks, on the Guantanamo detainees have shown. We'll give you more detail on that. Also, we'd love to talk to you about rights. And maybe you can answer Dale's call. Are you somebody who believes that you have more rights, that you're better because you were born on a particular plot of land known as the United States? It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open-pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener and would like to be part of the Shrine, you can get details also at shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables, and they do collections. And their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls coming up, details on the Guantanamo situation. First, Aaron is in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
The topic I wanted to bring up, a thought I wanted to put on your guys' head is, with 420 just passing, do you think a lot of people in this country who use marijuana basically as a form of civil disobedience?
No. A lot? Define a lot. I don't think a lot do.
I mean, hold on a second. To even say that one would be using marijuana as a form of civil disobedience would mean that one's use of marijuana would have to be public. I think generally that is how most civil disobedience is performed. And I don't see that happening generally. There are, obviously, on 420 this last week, we had 250 people out in front of the State House.
But I don't think people are using it who wouldn't otherwise use it. They're just deciding to do it publicly for a certain event or something like that.
Right, and many of those people, clearly those people are doing it for civil disobedience purposes. The people that are out in public doing it and pointing to themselves and saying, hey, you know, this is illegal and it needs to end and we're doing this because we're sick and tired of this war on drugs. I think that there are a good amount of people who are willing to do it on a civilly disobedient basis. But as Dale pointed out, most of the time they're just at home. And if you're sitting in your living room smoking pot, you aren't doing civil disobedience. You're just getting high. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right, okay. Yeah, I guess I got that a little off. I guess I didn't mean to say, like, a lot of people, but if there are people out there who do that.
I doubt it. I can't imagine many people that just decide suddenly to light up for the first time out in public as a form of civil disobedience who don't normally use
to do it alone? No.
Not necessarily even alone, with some people, but those people who are out in public using marijuana, I'm fairly confident that they're all people who used it otherwise, and then they decided to do it publicly as a form of civil disobedience.
Well, was that part of your question as to whether or not they would not do it otherwise?
The impression I got was someone doing it just as a form of civil disobedience who might not otherwise do. Am I correct? Did I understand correctly?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the thing is that, you know, the difference between marijuana and other drugs is marijuana has been proven to be a harmless drug compared to, you know, all the other drugs that are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That some people might just light up a joint in front of the White House or in front of a government building or something like that and say, I'm protesting the war on drugs by doing this joint. Take me to jail.
Yeah, and what few things that it might have some sort of negative side effects from are almost certainly related just to the fact of breathing in smoke. Because there's other ways to use it as a drug without that.
You can bake it.
You know, bake it into food or vaporize it. Vaporizing, you know, pretty much reduces it to nothing in terms of negative.
I would say that those people exist. I mean, the people that would smoke a joint simply for the purpose of doing civil disobedience, those people exist. They're very few and far between, however.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much what I wanted to decide to see your thoughts.
Thanks,
on that.
Dude. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Most people that are smoking pot in public, though, aren't necessarily even doing it for civil disobedience purposes. They're doing it for, you know, they want to get high, and they're in public for whatever reason.
It's feeling more safe to do it. I mean, it is gradually, the demonization of this drug is, in the public eye, is just losing steam.
Thank goodness.
It comes down. Yeah, thank goodness. And I think it's just a good sign. It's a good sign. I think, you know, that the public view of it has to change before laws can follow.
Yeah, absolutely right. And people doing it out in public is, I think, going to help that. Obviously, when you do something like this, you take a drug and you use it for recreational purposes, which is really, I mean, there are some people that will come out and, you know, there'll be medical patients doing it in public as well.
Quite a lot of people using it for medical purposes as well.
And those stories are obviously much more persuasive for folks. Mm-hmm. But just regular non-medical purpose, recreational use
can be very offensive to some people.
You know what, though? You just made me think of something. I hate to interrupt you, but
sure.
the notion of, in a sense, the recreational use of marijuana is almost a medical use of it if it causes you to avoid the use of more harmful drugs. I mean, there's a health benefit to using marijuana, say, and using either not drinking or drinking a whole lot less.
Great point.
Alcohol is a very dangerous drug. So I think in that sense, it's, you know, recreational use of marijuana ought to be promoted over the recreational use of more dangerous drugs.
You know, that's a really great point, especially when it comes to young people. You know, you look at teenagers and the fact that if a teenager can't get his hands on some marijuana and he wants to get high, then the teenager may be more likely, not all of them, but some of them, the ones that are really interested in getting high, may be more likely to huff some paint thinner
or a lot of experimental things, huff
some gasoline, or, you know, find something that's a little more dangerous, like, you know, take a bunch of prescription pills or pull something off the shelf at the store.
Raid grandmother's medicine cabinet in the bathroom, you know.
And don't say for a moment that, well, my child wouldn't do that. My teenage son or daughter knows better. You'd be surprised.
Oh, it's rampant. Kids sneaking out a few pills. But they don't know what the effects are going to be. Mm-hmm. They're just, oh, well, my grandmother takes it, and it doesn't hurt her, so surely I can try it, and, you know, just try it out, you know. And you know what? Those things, some of those are very powerful, and they're prescribed for a specific medical condition. And, you know, kids will take them randomly as an experimentation, and they're so much better off going and smoking some marijuana than doing stuff like that. That's very dangerous.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. We take your phone calls about whatever you want. Jeff is in Canada. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hey, nope, not quite in Canada, but the Great White North nonetheless.
All right,
Jeff.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, just a comment first on the topic that I just heard you discussing with Dale, the pills. I've got something else I was interested in talking about, but just to address the pills, my kids are older now and all adults, but a few years ago when they weren't, I found out that two of my children, when they were with their mother, were in the habit of collecting medications just like that from not only medicine cabinets in their mother's house, their grandmother's house, but as well as their friends' houses.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I found a couple of collections of pills when they would come to stay with me. One of my daughters had quite the collection of pills that I was able to identify. It was kind of scary, in all honesty, once I found out.
Were they doing more than collecting them? I presume they were taking them as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I love that thought. We'll bring you back here in a moment. You can continue to share your thoughts with us at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pumpouts and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pumpouts and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
All right. Features including, by the way, the news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email updates. You can follow our Twitter or Facebook profiles. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And, of course, Dale, you have recently left Facebook, and for you, for good reasons. And so, therefore, we have alternative ways to get in touch. So the email list. In fact, I think the email list is the best way to keep in touch with Free Talk Live, because Facebook, you're not going to see everything. If you're not logged in at the right time when the message is sent, it's going to be way back.
I'm on the email list.
Yes.
I get updates. And I like it.
Yeah, so go to news.freetalklive.com. Regardless of what method you prefer, there's probably one there that will suit you. So we continue here, of course. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. We'll touch more on the Guantanamo situation here in a little bit and what WikiLeaks has revealed. But first, Jeff is still with us in Canada. And, Jeff, you were talking about marijuana, I think, and young people.
Well, yeah, actually it was the topic that you and Dale were discussing just prior to the break there regarding the pills that kids seem to collect. And I was just telling you a personal experience with that. My daughters, one of them more so than the other, had made a habit of collecting pills not only from her mother's and grandmother's house, but also from other friends' parents' houses. And
are we talking about hydrocodone, opiates, kind of base pills, or Xanax?
It's pretty much an entire mix. I mean, I had to look these things up online, and actually ended up talking to a doctor and bringing these into a doctor to find out what they were, and some of them were pretty powerful. And quite frankly, I would have felt a whole lot more at ease had it been marijuana.
Yeah.
I mean, at least that's easy to speak to. The effects are predictable. I mean, kids can take one pill that could literally kill them.
know, there's no doubt about that. I think Mark mentioned this over the weekend. The amount of people that actually die from properly prescribed prescription medication is in the 100,000 range plus.
It's overwhelming.
Every year. Yeah,
whereas it's unheard of for marijuana.
That's properly prescribed. And these aren't prescribed.
Yeah, and if you start counting the misprescribed drugs and the death calls from that, you've got even more because there's a lot of misprescriptions.
Sorry, go ahead.
And then there's also the interactions between the prescribed medications, mm-hmm. which are typically avoided by good physicians. So when kids are doing this, they really have no idea what kind of cocktail they're concocting with these drugs.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
scary.
Extremely dangerous.
Not only that, but some of them can be highly addictive as well. I mean, marijuana is not in any way physically addictive. It is, however, if you have a psychological kind of an addiction component, if you are maybe have a predilection towards addiction, then like anything, you could get hooked on anything that you like.
I believe that kind of person is going to get addicted to something. If it isn't marijuana, it'll be something else. It could be video games.
Well, my point being that like hydrocodone or these oxycodones. These oxys, the things that are hydrocodone-based, which is essentially an opiate, it's a different version of heroin, becomes very addictive. And I had a roommate at one time who was injecting the stuff. I mean, he had taken so much. I think it was like 20 milligrams. Anyway, they base the pills. The pills are called like 20s or 80s or whatever, based on how many milligrams are in them. And like a 20 milligram pill is like $20 on the street. The price is insane. And so, in order to cover the cost of doing these things, he was also, of course, selling them at the same time, and he was taking like, you know, $100 plus worth of pills every single day, and eventually it got to the point where, in order to get the effect that he was desiring, he had to crush them up, and he had to put them in a syringe and inject them into his veins.
Well, here's the thing: you're right. You need more and more of it to get the exact same effect. This is notorious for painkillers. You know, this is not true with marijuana. People who are using marijuana medically, a big one is controlling pain. It's fantastic for that. And people who are using marijuana medically, they don't have to keep upping the dosage over time. I mean, the health benefits of avoiding these dangerous and extremely addictive drugs by using marijuana instead, and also just it's overwhelming. Not to mention the risk that you're taking by going and getting a really powerful prescription drug. And if you look at the death rates, especially if you include all the cases of harm caused by misprescribing drugs, it happens all the time. Doctors aren't perfect. They're human beings. I forgive them for that. You know, we're all imperfect. But by avoiding those risks, I mean, if you calculate all that, if you can possibly avoid taking prescription drugs and use marijuana instead to deal with your symptoms, then the health benefits are overwhelming. And the risk that you're avoiding is overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. Could not agree with you more on that.
What else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I did want to call in. I'm a regular podcast listener, and Saturday night, I believe it was, there was a caller on who had asked a specific question about cell phone towers and whether or not the gear on cell phone towers could be used to hone in on a certain location, create problems for someone in that location. I think that I work in the telecommunications industry, and I think that like most things, people's fears are founded in things they don't understand.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call in and he was more or less throwing it out to whether or not you had any experts in the field. As that is my field, it's been my field my whole career, and I've been at it for over 20 years. I kind of feel qualified to speak to it to some degree.
Please.
Cell phone towers, as you had stated, are in completely different frequency ranges than FM radio, typically what you think of as FM radio over the air. So it's not going to have any impact on that. And the gear that's used to provide cell phone service can in no way be used to hone in on anybody.
Yeah.
As far as the locating capabilities of the telephones themselves, obviously you can triangulate with radio.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a radio that's receiving and transmitting, I can triangulate its position based on what I know, what towers are in the area. Modern phones have GPSs in them, which will communicate their locations back to the tower, which makes that even more accurate and easier. But as far as, you know, being able to use a cell phone radio antenna for some nefarious purpose to, you know, like beam into someone's head, kind of a la HARP. Well, you know, I'm sure you're probably familiar with HARP.
Yeah, it's just a crackpot conspiracy theory, as far as I'm concerned. And that's what it sounded like to me. I mean, like I said on the air, I'm not an engineer. It sounds like you certainly know your stuff. But the little bit I do know, it just wouldn't make sense what he was talking about.
No, it's certainly not anything. I mean, if the cell phone tower went up next door to me, I mean, provided it was, you know, providing service in a band that my phone was on, I'd be pretty happy. As it
absolutely
is right now,
plus they'll give you money too. They'll pay. If you've got the land,
they'll pay you.
Right, you can actually get paid to allow a cell phone company to put a tower up on your land. Help you pay your taxes or whatever.
Oh yeah, it can be significant. It's so funny too that you bring that up because I was just recently in a heated discussion about conspiracy theories and just the whole notion of even calling them that, right? You know, the implication was that was a dismissive thing to just say conspiracy theory or whatever.
Most of them deserve to be dismissed.
I agree. Most of them deserve to be dismissed. That's a matter of opinion, of course, but that's just how I feel about it.
I think to a large degree that most of those conspiracy theories, they have their foundations in a lack of understanding of the area that concerns it.
A lack of understanding plus paranoia.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It'd be one thing if you didn't understand how radio waves work, or transmitters and receivers work. It'd be another thing. It's another thing entirely when you start adding into it nefarious purposes and then having your lack of understanding mushroom into this paranoia.
It's also important to point out that if I am dismissive of a particular conspiracy theory, there could be a number of reasons for that. It could be one, I could feel that the science is just really bad. I mean, I am fairly well versed in science in general compared to the average person. You know, I was a computer scientist. I had to take a lot of science myself. I've read up on it. It's something I'm interested in. I feel like a lot of people know just enough science to hang themselves. And then, but I also might be dismissive of it because I just don't care. Not be relevant. Well,
thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for the expertise at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And by the way, if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month to the show, we reinvest that in the show, and get on more radio stations around the country. We've got 95 great stations that carry the show at various points throughout the week. We're also now on XM as well, and got some good news for XM listeners coming soon, about a week from now. Looking forward to announcing that. But the continued expansion of Free Talk Live is made possible by listeners like you through the Free Talk Live AMP program. Go and get details on how to get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website to make it easy for you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. Get the details and jump on board with AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for liberty-oriented news, look no further than freedomsphoenix.com. If you're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, you're doing it at freedomsphoenix.com, and you can do it every single day. Constantly, the readers there constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Of course, we will take your phone calls about anything you want, 800-259-9231. But back to the original story that we kind of touched on just barely when we started the hour out here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. The Guantanamo Bay release, 700 leaked secret files coming out of WikiLeaks. So they're at it again. And, of course, the U.S. military and the federal government is doing this to themselves. They're the ones that are torturing people. They're the ones that are harming peaceful people. And they're trying to keep it under wraps, but it hasn't worked. Unfortunately, for them, at least, this information is coming out. And good for us, because people deserve to hear the truth. The U.S. military dossiers obtained by the New York Times and The Guardian reveal how, alongside the so-called worst of the worst, many prisoners were flown to the Guantanamo cages and held captive for years on the flimsiest of grounds, or on the basis of lurid confessions extracted by maltreatment. The 759 Guantanamo files, classified as secret, cover almost every inmate since the camp was opened in 2002. More than 2 years after President Obama ordered the closure of the prison, 172 are still there,
And by the way, he's not interested in closing this prison. If he were interested in closing the prison, they'd close it. It's still open. They're talking about, the last I heard, they were talking about bringing these guys to the United States and just holding them here. So, yeah, we'll close Guantanamo, and then we'll just move them somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So
I wonder if they did break down and do that much, if that would be... I know one of the pretenses for not giving them trials and not giving them certain civil rights is based on the... or not recognizing certain civil rights is based on this fact that they're out of the country, because that seems to be something. And I wonder if there are certain groups who care about that could put more pressure on them once they were here.
I don't know about that. I've heard that they've been classified as something special. Like, they're classified a certain way to where they can be indefinitely detained.
Even within the country.
Yeah, regardless of where. But nonetheless, maybe you're right. Maybe some lawyer will pull a rabbit out of his hat.
If they cross the magic boundary line, then...
So according to the story here, again, over 170 of them still there. The files depict a system often focused less on containing dangerous terrorists or enemy fighters than on extracting intelligence. Among inmates who provided who proved harmless were an 89-year-old Afghan villager suffering from senile dementia and a 14-year-old boy who'd been an innocent kidnap victim. The old man was transported to Cuba to interrogate him about the suspicious phone numbers found in his compound. The 14-year-old was shipped out merely because of his possible knowledge of Taliban local leaders. The documents also revealed that U.S. authorities listed the main Pakistani intelligence service as a terrorist organization alongside other groups like Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. Interrogators were told to regard links to any of these as an indication of terrorist or insurgent activity. Almost 100 of the inmates who passed through Guantanamo are listed by their captors as having had depressive or psychotic illnesses. So we're talking about some people that had some messed up heads, like they were crazy, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being treated as though they were terrorists. Many went on hunger strikes or attempted suicide. A number of British nationals and residents were held for years, even though U.S. authorities knew that they were not Taliban or Al-Qaeda members. One Briton, Jamal al-Harith, was rendered to Guantanamo simply because he had been held in a Taliban prison and was thought to have knowledge of their interrogation techniques. So they took a Taliban prisoner, took him prisoner, instead of releasing the guy, they took him prisoner so they could interrogate him about how he was interrogated by the Taliban.
Wow.
you might have more of a
possibility. You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
You know, if you want to get information from somebody, maybe you'd have better luck, I don't know, treating them nicely. If they were just in a prison cell and you could have the possibility of letting them out, maybe you could buy them dinner and then ask them the questions that you want to ask them about rather than taking him and putting him in another cage. I don't know, maybe call me crazy.
The whole catch more flies with honey thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Comes to mind.
Yeah, the U.S. military doesn't understand that approach. So they also tried to hang on to another Briton, Binyan Mohammed, after charges had been dropped and evidence emerged that he had been tortured. U.S. authorities relied heavily on information obtained from a small number of detainees under torture. They continued to maintain this testimony was reliable, even after admitting that the prisoners who provided it had been mistreated. The files also show that a large number of detainees who have left Guantanamo were designated high risk by the camp authorities before their release or transfer to other countries. The leaked files include guidance for U.S. interrogators on how to decide whether to hold or release detainees and how to spot Al-Qaeda cover stories. One warns interrogators the following, quote, travel to Afghanistan for any reason after the terrorist attacks of September 2001 is a likely total fabrication, with the true intentions being to support Osama bin Laden through direct hostilities against the U.S. forces. So there was no other reason in their minds that you could have traveled to Afghanistan after 2001. You must be a terrorist if it was your intention to travel to Afghanistan.
It's ridiculous.
It's not that you had family there. It's not that you had business interests there. It's that you must be a terrorist. There's no other reason you'd go there, according to the U.S. government.
This is the sort of mindset that they will, claim to try to be dispelling in people, the idea of sort of just assuming because someone is Muslim or because they're in that region that they're bad, that they're terrorists, and yet the government itself is acting exactly like that.
Well, of course, the definition of terrorism, the government certainly fits it. If terrorism is the use of violence to achieve political goals or social goals, then, that's the government's main operation. That's what it does. it uses violence to achieve political change and political goals. So according to the story here at The Guardian, another 17-page file titled GTMO Matrix of Threat Indicators for Enemy Combatants advises interrogators to look out for signs of terrorist activity, ranging from links to a number of mosques around the world, including two in London, to ownership of a particular model of Casio watch. It states that the Casio was known to be given to the students at an Al-Qaeda bomb-making training course in Afghanistan. Seems a bit flimsy there, but that's okay. They don't need anything that actually holds water. They don't actually have any kind of standards to which they are held as far as what their requirements are to hold somebody in a cage. They can just make it up. And there's no way that they can be held accountable for this. And as you pointed out earlier, these WikiLeaks releases are the closest thing that we can look to provide some level of accountability for this federal government. But it's just more of like information than actual accountability.
Yeah.
Because what can you do?
Yeah, it's only what people choose to do about it or respond, how they respond to it,
right.
Maybe get it out into the mainstream media as much as possible. That's the best we can hope for at the moment.
The inclusion of association with the ISI as a threat indicator in this document is likely to pour fuel on the flames of Washington's already strained relationship with its key, I think that was the Israeli intelligence service. Anyway, it was a relationship with its key regional ally. Number of detainee files also contain references apparently based on the intelligence reporting to the ISI supporting, coordinating, and protecting insurgents fighting coalition forces in Afghanistan or even assisting al-Qaeda. Obama's inability to shut Guantanamo has been one of the White House's most internationally embarrassing policy failures. The files offer insight as to why the administration has been unable to transfer many of the 172 existing prisoners from the island prison, where they remain outside the protection of U.S. courts or the prisoner of war provisions of the Geneva Conventions. The range of those still held captive includes detainees who've been admittedly tortured so badly that they can never be successfully tried, informers who must be protected from reprisals, and a group of Chinese Muslims from an Uyghur minority who have nowhere to go. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on Guantanamo, certainly welcome. You can also bring up anything you'd like. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.